A Sunday meal at the Kozak family in the village of Roguziec, situated in the depressed Podlasie region. Sitting around the table are Kasia, her husband Piotr, Kasia's younger sister Magda, and her husband Darek. Kasia and Magda are stay-at-home moms, both in their 30s and both with 4 children each. Their husbands do odd jobs on construction sites in big cities. They say their lives have changed since the government introduced a child benefit program called 500 Plus 3 years ago. At first, they were given over 500 zloty or 120 euro a month for each second, third and fourth child, and as of this year, for their first kid too. That's nearly 500 euro a month for each couple, which has doubled their income. Kasia and Piotr can't believe their luck.
This money really comes in handy. With the extra cash each month, we can pay for extra classes for our kids, for sports and other hobbies. It makes such a huge difference to the way we live. Before, we could hardly make ends meet.
The Polish economy may be booming, but since the transition from communism to a market economy in 1989, the wealth has failed to trickle down to large sectors of the population, especially in high unemployment areas like the Podlasie region. The average net wage in Poland may be around 800 euro a month, but in Podlasie it's closer to the minimum wage of 400.
It used to be so difficult to buy children's clothes and new shoes. Now we can afford to. There's also enough money to pay for textbooks, backpacks, and school supplies. We used to feel so ashamed because other kids looked down their noses on our kids. Now, whatever comes up, we can afford to pay it, and there's still some money left over.
Since the 500 Plus program was introduced, Kasia's sister Magda has had 2 more kids. She says she and her husband have always wanted a big family, and now they can.
Now I can walk into a shop and buy as many disposable diapers, cosmetics, toys, and as much baby food as I need. We can also go on vacation, which was never the case before. I think that the 500 Plus program helps parents make the right choice. They can decide whether they want to have more kids. I guess 4 is enough for us now, but maybe in the future we'll think of having more. The important thing is that we are now able to make this decision.
Jedna kobieta, jeden mężczyzna w stałym związku, ich dzieci. To jest rodzina.
On the election campaign trail, ruling Law and Justice Party leader Jarosław Kaczyński has made the family the focus of his public addresses. He extols traditional family values and urges young Poles to have more children to reverse the negative demographic trends of the past 3 decades. He blames previous governments for neglecting the interests of ordinary families and of the state. Kaczyński says his party has put things right, but there are those in Poland who couldn't agree less.
Lodóweczka z piwkiem w sieni i dzieciaków coraz więcej. 500 plus i znów plus 500.
This satirical song, which went viral, is scathing in its criticism of the social consequences of the 500 Plus program. Its lyrics say that the benefits are paid out regardless of the financial status of a family. So the rich get richer, while those not inclined to work are rewarded for doing nothing. Marek is Kasia and Magda's younger brother. He's 23 and he's studying marketing at the University of Białystok, some 100 kilometers from home. He says the government's populist program is meant to influence young voters like his sisters, to make them turn a blind eye to the current abuses of democracy, such as the violation of the constitution and of the independence of the judiciary. Following repeated warnings, the EU has launched a formal infringement procedure against Poland, which could affect its voting rights within the EU.
I don't have kids, but most young people my age do. It's a shame the way the government is buying their votes. It's bribing them. It's like, you don't want extra money for your kids? You can buy anything with it. And so many people do that. It's corrupting them, so they are going to vote for nationalists and not for democracy.
On social media, a battle is on between those on the government and opposition sides.
500 plus niszczy kreatywność w naszym jakże kreatywnym narodzie.
This young blogger says he's worried about the long-term effects of populism for the Polish economy. He explains that the government handouts are killing initiative and are sending the public deficit sky high. Marketing student Marek Koziak agrees, but his aunt Dorota, a teacher he used to stay with in Białystok, sees nothing wrong with the government's policies.
You know, I think that young people follow people who are honest. You know, I like fulfilling the promises that they gave. Now I can only list those which they have kept already, and I'm hoping that they will keep all of them. Like the idea of supporting the society. I like transparency and I believe them.
Dzień dobry, witam Państwa w samopołudnie i jak co dzień zapraszam na wiadomości.
But as Dorota watches the day's TV news in her small flat, her nephew no longer joins her. He's now staying with friends, unable to agree with his aunt's all-out support for the nationalist government. He rarely visits his sisters in the village of Rogujec for the same reason. It's a common example of the roughly 50-50 split in Polish society between those who will be trying to vote the government out of office this October and those who are either already conservative voters. All have been won over by the government's populist policies. According to the latest opinion polls, the ruling party enjoys the support of 48% of the electorate, while the fragmented opposition has been unable to form a single united front. Julian Werner, DW, Warsaw.